O Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to hear us, and grant that we, to whom thou hast given an hearty desire to pray, may by thy mighty aid be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I reread the collect because I want to just have a couple moments about the subject of prayer. We hear a lot about it, and I know it's good for me to be reminded of what prayer is, how we should do it, how often we should do it, what setting should we do it in, what we should ask for, what we shouldn't ask for, those sort of things. So I hope this isn't too redundant, but I think it's good to revisit this at times. A prayer is actually talking with God. It's conversation. And it isn't in a sense where in some modern church settings it's the big man upstairs or a buddy. It's not that, yes, Christ is our brother and God the Father. But it's we lift up our hearts, and it's more of a vertical thing than sometimes we think it is. It's all right to, you know, we talk laterally to each other, you know, horizontally. But I think when we pray, we should be reminded that it is vertical. And this is why we all face the altars. We offer the Mass or the Deacon Liturgy or the morning prayer that we look at the altar. And we do face it together so that I'm not talking to you, but that we're together talking to God. If that makes sense. So the hearty desire to pray, which I read again, it's one of these wonderful things that the Holy Ghost gives us, a desire to pray. We don't have that of our own. The desire to do the right thing comes from the Holy Ghost. When we, likewise, if we sin, the Holy Ghost would convict us of it and call us to repentance. So there are components of prayer. The first part is adoration, praising and worshiping God for who He is, the infinite, the triune God, eternally present in the God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy. So we approach Him like that in His magnificence, His awesomeness. So we do that so we get focused. We got sort of shut everything out and then we get into the next part, confession. We come into the presence of God and then we realize that we are sinners. And any specific sins we might have, we need to confess. And that's why we have this, of course, the collect for purity, which, you know, by the hand of God, the writers of the Book of Common Prayer knew that we have to start with that. Get cleaned out spiritually. Thanksgiving. We thank God for what He has given us. Sometimes He's given us things that we aren't especially thankful for. But we thank Him then for getting us through those things. A very dear friend of mine and ours at St. Peter's Church just lost her battle with cancer. But then in something like that, while we're saddened, we thank God that she just remained such a bright light, Christian witness, that through this, that God was in control, and she was willing to accept whatever He gave her. She was deeply thankful for every day of her life. And sometimes we want to ask God, why does He do these things? Sorry, why does He allow these things? And one of the things that occurs to me is that it's an inspiration to me and everybody who knew Arlene about her steadfastness and faith, and that it's a witness to me and strengthens me that if I should have to go through such a thing, that I might be strengthened by her witness. So we give God thanksgiving. And then when we've done that, we've given Him His adoration that He is most worthy of, His praise, praising Him and worshiping Him. We confess, we give thanksgiving for what we already have, what we've been given. And then this is the point where we can ask for things. We understand through faith that God will answer our prayers. He'll answer them by giving us what we requested, if it's within His will. We also realize that in answering the answer may not come forthwith, that we have to wait on God to give an answer. And sometimes, for our best interest and for His glory, the answer is going to be no. We still have to realize that our prayer has been answered, and that God will reward us according to... He'll reward us in His own way, in His own time, and give us those things that we need, and not necessarily those things that we want. I'm certainly one that wants things that I don't need to have, and maybe He would fit in that category too. A few practical tips about prayer. We come in here, we gather in a quiet place. So we don't want any distractions. That's why you have windows here. They may be stained glass, but the world is out there, and we're in here together. And then in the presence of God. And in this setting, sacramentally, God is here in the sacrament. So we eliminate distractions. Find a quiet and peaceful place to pray, such as this lovely church here to pray in. We set a time. We do this in our worship. Have a set time on Sunday. But another recommendation, if you're not already doing so, the morning and evening office are excellent channels through which we can pray. The lectionary, of course, in the front of the prayer book, gives us the scriptures that are appropriate for that part of the church year that we're in, and then the prayers in those. So if we do that, it's good to try to do them at a similar time each day, and it gets us into that rhythm of prayer, and just setting that time aside. We set aside our money and our talents, and it's good to give God a tithe of our time, which you all are doing by being here. And so that's where it starts. And as we do this, we get more proficient at it. Prayer is like exercise itself. You start, it may be a little painful. Oh, I don't want to go back to the gym today, but I'm going to go back and get some hair off the dog that bit me, so to speak. But you continue in that rhythmic prayer, and you get into it, and then you miss it when you don't do it. So we remember prayer, the desire to pray, comes from God Himself through the Holy Spirit. And the components of prayer, again, are adoration, adoring God and praising Him, worshiping Him for who He is. Confession, cleaning our plate off. Those things that have He says, a prayer can be hindered by sin. That's another point I should make. If we have sin in our lives, our prayers are hindered. It's clearly stated in Scripture. Then we give thanksgiving. And, of course, the Eucharist, the word thanksgiving, is what we're doing right here, giving God thanksgiving for what He's given us. He gave us the bread and the wine, the ability to grow it. We give it back to Him, and then He gives it back to us, His precious body and precious blood. And then we make our supplications and petitions of Him, which we will do at this time when we do the prayer for the whole state of Christ Church. And think about it as we recite those components of prayer, as we recite. We're all there. The Lord's Prayer is, of course, the model prayer for all, and those components are all contained in there. O Lord, we beseech Thee mercifully to hear us, and grant that to whom Thou hast given an hearty desire to pray, may by Thy mighty aid be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigns with Thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.